This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Shipping on the Great Lakes comes pretty much to a halt this time of year. The lakes freeze, the locks at Sault Ste. Marie shut down, and crews on the big freighters go home to their families. Not everybody stops working, though. WCPN IdeaStream's Elizabeth Miller explains how people are keeping busy over the winter layoff amid a slowdown in that shipping industry.
It's the end of the workday at Great Lakes Towing, a company that proudly points to its 117-year history and founder, John D. Rockefeller. Three men secured in harnesses weld on the bow of a new tugboat they're building, a boat that will assist ships in emergencies and break ice in the Cleveland Harbor. Great Lakes Towing President Joe Stark.
This tug will actually be named the Tug Cleveland. All of the older tugs are named after states, so we decided we will name these after our ports.
The company has tugboats stationed from Duluth, Minnesota, all the way to Buffalo, New York, helping clients reach 40 different ports across the Great Lakes. But when the shipping season ends, there's little use for tugs. And Stark says the company changes gears.
Shipyard work is what balances out our annual cycle so that we don't go completely dark here. In the old days, they would shut down and everybody would go to Florida. That doesn't happen anymore.
Great Lakes Towing hires anywhere from 50 to 100 extra employees for the winter to help with repair work. The shipping industry started to see a decline in 2009 due to the recession. It's affected towing, too, so Stark says the company had to diversify, and it hasn't been easy.
It has been a struggle. You really have to constantly keep your nose to the grindstone.
According to the Lake Carriers Association, shipping in the region fell 4.5% last year compared to 2015, and almost 8% below the five-year average. But because of its changed business model, Great Lakes Towing is surviving and expanding with a fleet of new tugboats in addition to repairing clients' ships. Stark says the number of employees can actually double during winter ship repair. That's a little different than what happens to all the ship captains, engineers, and deckhands on board ships sailing the Great Lakes.
Basically, everyone gets laid off. Then it's up to them on what they want to do.
That's John Clemens, Regional Vice President of the American Maritime Officers Union. It has about 400 members. Clemens works in a shipyard during the winter break, but enjoys his month-long vacations that are part of the 300-day shipping season.
I'm just happy to be home, sitting on my couch, watching my TV, tinkering away at my house, a break from being around the same 20 guys for 60 days.
Some shipping companies offer programs to keep employees busy during the break. During the regular season, the Interlake Steamship Company employs some 200 people to work aboard its 9 ships, hauling coal, iron ore, and limestone across the Great Lakes. But over the winter hiatus, the company's Brendan O'Connor says he'll sometimes hire 20 or more employees to work on ship repair.
There are some that elect to participate in our winter maintenance program, and that could be a shipyard in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, a shipyard up in Superior. It could be a layup dock in Detroit.
But no matter how they spend the winter break, shipping companies, engineers, and deck officers are all looking for a better season in 2017. They hope President Trump's promise to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and waterways will provide more job opportunities in the Great Lakes. In Cleveland, I'm Elizabeth Miller for Marketplace.
Elizabeth's story was produced for us by Great Lakes Today. That's a collaboration between WBFO Buffalo, IdeaStream Cleveland, and WXXI Rochester.